Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
In May of 1940, a huge British army was trapped on the coast of France by the advancing Nazi armies. They hoped against hope for a desperate escape, and that's the subject of the remarkable new movie by acclaimed director Christopher Nolan. It's called Dunkirk.
There are 400,000 men on this beach.
They need to send more ships. Every hour, the enemy pushes closer.
With overwhelming impact, this film tells the remarkable true story of the hundreds of private boats who risked everything to cross the channel to rescue brave lads threatened with annihilation. In the film, one of those boats is captained by Oscar winner Mark Rylance.
Where are we going?
Dunkirk.
If we go there, we'll die.
There's no hiding from this, son. We have a job to do.
You're weekend sailors, not the bloody Navy.
You should be at home.
We shall go on to the end. We shall never surrender.
Those were the words of the new Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, quoted by one of the characters at the very end of the film. But Christopher Nolan shows nothing of Parliament or politics, and nothing of the German enemy, beyond their deadly bombers and the bullets and shells they're aiming at the troops. The focus is entirely on the fighting men who face death at Dunkirk, on the land, on the sea, and especially in the air, where Tom Hardy is outstanding once again as a Royal Air Force pilot in some of the most stunning aerial combat sequences ever filmed. The monumental background score by film composer Hans Zimmer adds to the mounting tension as the action moves seamlessly among three gripping storylines. The movie's rated PG-13 and not R because it pointedly avoids blood and guts while still communicating the grim chance of looming death and suffering. This is not only the best World War II movie since Saving Private Ryan, it is very simply one of the greatest and most moving war movies ever made. 4 stars for the unforgettable Dunkirk.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.